I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 10 people shot outside Baltimore. One person died. No suspects in custody. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, though, says
we're utilizing all our resources, gathering up evidence, and that includes video evidence and other information that we have in this case.
The attack appears to be targeted at a particular people. First-degree murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City a couple of weeks ago. In Madison, Wisconsin, and they are still searching for answers in the school shooting that left a teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old shooter dead.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, the girl who committed the shootings, was a student at the Christian private school where it happened. The Fed wraps up its December meeting today and is expected to cut interest rates. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. January up 15 to 2045, February up 8 to 2005, March down 9 to 1991, April down 6 at 1960. Cheese markets at barrels up 5.5 to 178.5. 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 186. 4 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 252, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 138, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 74.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets were mostly mixed. The market's still skeptical of trading all of the contracts higher unless something significantly worthwhile develops this week fundamentally. Now, some of the deferred contracts also were lower, even though boxed beef prices were mixed. Feeder cattle mostly higher due to strength in the countryside and demand, and that helped to continue to support the markets. Hog markets mostly lower as the market's disgruntled with pork demand, and the cash hog market hasn't lent much support either, as only 185 head traded yesterday. December live cattle up 22 cents to 192.25. January feeder cattle up $1.92 to 257.47. February hogs down 35 cents to 83.20. Weakness in soybeans spread to weakness in corn and in wheat. The daily export wire saw 170,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico, however. Soybeans, though, the downside leader due to a big drop in oil prices and also South American weather continues to be positive. Wheat markets mostly lower as well due to the weakness in the rest of the complex and lower Matif wheat prices. New crop corn down 1.75 to 438.5. New crop beans down 10 to 988.75. March wheat down 5 to 545. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 387, January 390, new crop 379. Cash beans 897, January 902, February 894, new crop 899. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash January and February corn 403.5, March 405.5, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 408, January 403, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and new crop corn 388, cash beans 896, new crop 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 388, cash beans 892, new crop 899. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 431, May 433, new crop 399. Cash and April beans 953, May 955, new crop 930. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 390, new crop 380, cash beans 905, new crop 915. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 185 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 82 to 120, bulls 125 to 158, calves 390 to 990, beef steers 191 to 410, Holstein steers 199 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, beef steers at 182 to 194.75, finished dairy steers 170 to 175.50, market cows 93 to 116, market bulls 127 to 152. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The spirit of the cowboy special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. Explore Alex. .com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle how my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Up till now my life has been so lonely and boring. Never thought I would find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven's sin, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
It's too late, too bad. She's too far gone.
everything to let her know she'd never ever be alone. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, Lord, if she's lonely now, if she's lonely now, she won't.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Little snow girl, little snow girl. See the white snow, see it falling. Listen closely, someone's calling, someone's calling out to you.
It's the snowman, it's the snowman. See him beckon, hear him sing out.
Little snow girl, come and play now. Won't you come and play with me?
For he sees you with his eyes of coal, and he loves you with his heart and soul.
No man ever loved no girl like the snowman loves his snow girl.
When the spring comes, it stops snowing, and the snowman must be going.
Little snow girl, wipe away that tear.
He'll be coming back to you next year. For he sees you with his eyes of cold. Loves you with his heart and soul.
No man ever loved no girl like the snowman loves his snow girl.
When the spring comes, it stops snowing, and the snowman must be going.
Little snow girl, wipe away that tear.
He'll be coming back to you next year. He'll be coming back to you next.
Thank you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Lori Morgan and Little Snow Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens this morning. Did have some snow as well overnight. Roads could be somewhat slippery in many areas, so please drive with extra caution. Looks like more snow is on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with Cassie Sonnentag with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. I had a chance to talk with Cassie during the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention, talking about a program for farmers to help promote agriculture. And we're going to talk with Cassie a little bit about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A court puts the brakes on the CTA reporting requirements. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A court in Texas has hit the pause on a federal filing requirement a lot of farmers considered burdensome and overreach. The Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA, required certain businesses to report ownership information by January 1st to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FANSound. Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau.
And the idea was they were going to gather information about what I'm going to call small businesses, just to keep things simple, but your S corporations, your limited liability corporations, those kind of entities that aren't publicly traded. So a very large, think publicly traded company like Smithfield Foods, for example.
Parker says Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be burdensome on farmers and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from and even our insurance agents had about the law was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in government to do what it says sometimes.
The court determined that the law is likely unconstitutional and needed to be halted.
In this case, the court said this issue is so large and has such a broad impact, a nationwide stay is appropriate. And that was a really big deal because it means across the country, nobody has to file these papers before the end of the year. And so that was a real big it was something we'd asked, like I said, we'd asked Congress to do it, and they haven't acted yet. And so the court, you know, essentially stepped in and put things on hold while the rest of the case plays out.
Parker says it will take several months for the appeals to be filed and read, but in the meantime, farmers, ranchers, and other businesses targeted by the law will not have to submit the files. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, write this number down or put it in your phone. 800-717-2322. The IRS is hiring more staff and cracking down. Call Tax Relief Helpers now to learn about our tax reduction programs and how to stop the collection efforts. If you're facing liens, levies, an audit, wage garnishment, or years of unpaid taxes, even if you're already in a payment plan, we can help. Through special IRS programs, you may qualify to have your tax debt settle for a fraction of what you owe. Tax Relief Helpers has helped thousands of taxpayers qualify for these generous relief programs, earning an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. No matter what amount you or your business owe to the IRS, call our Tax Relief Hotline now for a free consultation and see what savings you may qualify for. Don't tackle the IRS on your own, and don't risk having your wages, Social Security, even your pension seized. Call now. Call 800-717-2322. That's 800-717-2322. 800-717-2322.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They're hanging up tinsel in the windows on Michigan Avenue. And ice is freezing on the rink at Rockefeller Center, too. Lights going up on the palm trees down on A1A. It's starting to feel like the holidays. Snow is falling and crawling down from that old North Pole. Jingle bells are ringing from Rome to Rio de Janeiro. Says here comes December, and I can't wait. It's starting to feel like the holidays. And I love this time of year. I love when it gets here, my dear. We're getting closer, just around the corner. It's just around the corner. I think I'll hang up the mistletoe, if that's okay. It's starting to feel like the holidays. Yes, it is. Corner, yeah, just around the corner. It's here at last, so let's raise a glass and celebrate. It's starting to feel like the holidays. Oh, yes, it is. It's getting real. It's starting to feel, feel like the holidays. Like the holiday, like the holiday, like the holidays.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Scotty McCreary, and feel like the holidays here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region. Please drive with some extra caution with the snow that fell overnight. More snow on the way, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here next hour. Of course, with the snow, snowmobilers are starting to get excited. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding snowmobilers to take advantage of the winter snow, keep safety at the forefront of their preparations for snowmobiling, including staying alert to rapidly changing ice conditions that are common here right now. Also, don't forget, take that snowmobile safety education class. Anyone 12 years of age and born before January 1st of 1985 must have a valid safety certificate as well to operate a snowmobile. And don't forget, snowmobilers, if you are on the trail, stay on the trail. Just because you're going through that big open farm field and you're like, wow, look at all that fresh powder. No, you have to stay on the trail. Please remember that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, which over the past year has repeatedly appeared on U.S. dairy farms, is causing trouble for the industry. The USDA recently began testing milk supplies across the country in a bid to better track the virus. I'll have more on the new program when we return.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, has been a recurring challenge for U.S. agriculture since 2020. The virus has cost the poultry industry millions of birds and billions of dollars in losses. But over the last year, it's made a troubling jump to dairy cattle, raising concerns for dairy farmers nationwide. Now, the USDA has launched a new national milk testing program to better track and contain the virus. The new program is rolling out in phases, starting with voluntary testing in areas where the virus has been most active. States like California, Idaho, and Michigan are at the center of the effort. Samples are being collected from milk tanks at processing facilities and tested anonymously for viral fragments. This kind of monitoring will allow the USDA to map where the virus is spreading, potentially catching new outbreaks before they grow. The program has already identified viral traces in a small number of milk samples, consistent with known cases. USDA Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Rosemary Sifford said, quote, "Early detection is key. By testing milk supplies, we can identify infection clusters and help farmers take action sooner." The first phase of testing is underway and will run through January, with plans to expand nationwide by late spring. Importantly, the USDA has emphasized that pasteurization kills the virus, and there's no risk to consumers from the milk supply. As it stands, HPAI remains active across multiple states. New infections have been reported in Michigan, Texas, and parts of the Midwest just this month, and the virus shows no signs of slowing. For dairy farmers, the stakes are high. HPAI doesn't always kill cattle, but it can drastically reduce milk production, disrupt herd health, and force costly quarantines. Some states have already implemented stricter biosecurity rules, like limiting the movement of dairy cattle across state lines. For now, the USDA hopes this new program will help curb the spread and minimize disruptions. Results from the first phase are expected to be released by February. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Industry groups, including the National Milk Producers Federation, support the USDA's effort to better track HPAI infections, but they do warn that the virus may be harder to contain in dairy herds than earlier outbreaks in poultry. Producers are calling for additional funding to improve testing capacity and develop long-term solutions to the virus. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Ooh, feel the cold wind blowing, winter's coming on. 'Tis a season, so they say. If you need, your spirit ain't too strong, hold my hand, I'll push that cloud away. And put a little holiday in your heart. It'll put a little shuffle in your step. Give you a song that you can sing with a melody you can't forget. And if you wanna join in a little harmony to keep the world from tearing apart,
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Westby dairy farmer Darren Von Ruden has been reelected president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union during the annual convention in Wisconsin Dells. Von Ruden has served as the organization's District 5 director since 2008, representing Crawford, Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, Richland, Rock, and Vernon counties. He also leads the WFU Foundation Board of Directors, the WFU Service Association, and serves as secretary on the National Farmers Union Board of Directors. Von Ruden and his wife, Joanne, live in Westby. In the last several years, Von Ruden transitioned from the farm to the fourth generation, where son Brent purchased the machinery and the 50-cow dairy herd. Von Ruden's presidential address focused on the theme of collaboration, resilience, and growth, as the Wisconsin Farmers Union continues to work to empower family farmers, strengthen rural communities, and confront challenges together. House Democrats voted to make Minnesota's 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig the new ranking member on the Republican-controlled House Ag Committee. The Hill points out that Democrats chose a younger member of the House over longtime veteran legislator Jim Costa of California, who was also vying for the seat. Costa, the second ranking member of the Ag Committee, has been on Capitol Hill for 20 years. Craig replaces David Scott of Georgia, the previous ranking member. The vote for Craig followed a decision from the Democrats' Steering and Policy Committee to recommend Craig for the seat over Costa and Scott, who dropped out of the race on Monday after the steering vote. Scott wanted to stay in the position, but he was considered to be having health challenges and not able to effectively operate as the top Democratic member of the Agriculture Committee moving forward. Craig won her fourth congressional term in November. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced a last-minute breakthrough on help for farmers. A must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown will now include Farm Aid, giving farmers something to celebrate the Christmas season. A high-pressure lobbying effort by multiple farm groups and Johnson himself paid off. What you'll see reflected in the final package is $10 billion to start, Johnson said. In addition, USDA moved some things around and has added $2 billion for specialty crops that they announced in late November, all of which means help is coming. Johnson hopes with this announcement that a great sigh of relief is coming from farm country. I've talked to several leaders in the agriculture community who say they're greatly relieved, Johnson added. And while it's not the $15 to $20 billion that the American Farm Bureau and many others were asking for, Johnson says the new aid comes not a moment too soon. The 2022 Census of Agriculture showed that the U.S. had 1,900,487 farms, down from over 2,100,000 in 2012. That represents a 10% drop, or 208,000 farms in 10 years. The Census of Ag is conducted every 5 years, and the last 2 5-year periods saw the number of farms decrease in all 4 farm categories. The smallest 3 categories fell from 2017 to 2022. Farms with annual revenues of less than $10,000 dropped the largest number within the decade, declining by over 151,000 farms, or 13%. On the other hand, large farms with $1 million or more dollars in revenue increased by 31%, from 81,600 in 2012 to almost 108,000 in 2022. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting sent a letter to congressional leadership on the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act being included in the omnibus continuing resolution. The CR will be introduced before the end of the lame duck session. The letter points out that for over 80 years, the NAFB's broadcasters have worked hard to serve rural and urban residents with timely and accurate information in daily programming. Failure to approve this critical bill will allow automakers to eliminate access to critical information to the people we serve, the letter said. Rural and urban residents should not be forced to subscribe to an unreliable data stream for urgent information, the letter went on to say. Radio access is especially important for America's farmers and rural audiences in times of emergency. For people working out in the open and miles from home, response time is critical, the letter said. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have more snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow. We could end up with 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy, 24 tonight, down to 14. Snow will end late tomorrow with a high near 27. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful town, great place to go. ExploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've known about you for a while now. When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where he wants to be. But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name. Never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves me? He says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or am I deceiving myself?
He whispered all his fantasies. No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. Off to find myself once again and where to no one knows when my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where to no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again and where to no one knows. When my ship comes in, where to no one knows. When my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.